There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, 1-866-233-0747. Let me bring this forth to a consummation, my friends, an end, a closure. Huge support from parents for Texas teacher forced to resign after giving students truth about Islam, jihad, and Sharia. You just learned from the people in Texas, they were all there to support the teacher that was exposing Islam for what it was. So why did he resign? Okay, if you want to support this teacher, please do. Okay, it's Foster High School. I'm going to give you the phone number, folks. Now, this is how we do it. 832-223-3800. Support the teacher. 832-223-3800. Be kind about it, friends. Here's another one. Call the Lamar School District. Lamar's number is 832-223-0000. 832-223-0000. While supporting this teacher, you might want to ask the principal, why is it that the state is supporting the Islamic State, especially after September 11th? The American people have been inundated through the state-controlled media that we're under a terrorist threat, and yet for some reason the state is opening the door for those that you label as terrorists. So how's this all working out? Friends, don't play stupid. I shared the other day, which is actually pretty interesting stuff. Someone sent this over to me, and it's an actual script from the dictionary. I just want to read it to you really quick. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Look at any dictatorship. What do they use? They always use terrorism. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, was the guy, okay? A very wise individual who said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Friends, I've talked about this so many times, I exhaust myself because I'm trying to get people to understand that what you're seeing on a global scale, all this terrorism on a global scale, it's all working for the United Nations. And so you have to ask the question, who's responsible for it? Now let's get back to this point I want to make really quick, because I want to go over to those that are supposedly decrying what this teacher did in Texas, the CARE organization. In one more point I want to add too, I know that America, you've been told, and I'm being facetious here, you've been told that we have one of the largest Muslim populations in all of the world, said the President of the United States to the French people. Are you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. There's 4.5 million Muslims in America. The largest Muslim population in the world. Folks, everything that this administration says, you can look the other direction. This administration, they don't know how to tell the truth. There's no truth in them. Read John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly the fruit that we've seen from this administration since day one. Enough is enough, friends. Enough is enough. Let's go over to CARE really quick, okay? CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, who's being entertained in the White House today. You might want to look at Valerie Jarrett as well, friends, because she's Obama's mama. She tells him which pair of pants that he's to wear on that particular day. Okay, she calls the shots. Okay, CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. Okay, the innocent. CARE only has about 5,000 members, despite a membership fee of just $10. Ooh, scary.
5,
America,
000.
You don't take counsels from your fears, right? Okay. CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslim Americans, according to Gallup. But the question is who do they work for? Why is it that when bad things happen to these contrived terrorist acts, why is it that the government's asking its people on a global scale to relinquish or forfeit their rights to give government more control? Nothing new under the sun, friends. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. I also want to go overseas. I remember watching a documentary. They went over to Egypt and they started to ask them about Al-Qaeda. And without fail, you know what they said? Al-Qaeda was contrived by the CIA in America. They say it doesn't exist. Wait a second. So what is all this Al-Qaeda talk, all this Osama bin Laden talk, and Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood? Again, friends, who's it working for? Remember Adolf Hitler? By the way, for those that didn't know, Adolf Hitler raised up jihadist armies to work against his own people. Remember when he wanted to establish the Third Reich, a global order, a new world order? Remember that? Oh, and by the way, did you also know that George Bush's dad, Prescott Bush, was indicted back in the 20s and 30s for illegally financing Hitler's war? Man, a lot of weird stuff, friends. Oh, and this isn't theory. This is fact. It's happening today, America. But going back, friends, remember when Adolf Hitler, he attacked his own Reichstag, and then he established something called Fatherland Security, and it took him 6 years to upend the Constitution. When you have something called Homeland Security, and now you have something called,
the Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act, which is the act of tyranny. And by the way, many states have repealed the Patriot Act. And why and when did it come about and who did it come about by? And friends, connect the dots. They're all there. What are you saying, brother? You're saying it never happened? No, I'm not saying it never happened. I'm just saying there's a lot of similarities going on here, friends. History is repeating itself because of the stupidity of the American people. And you have more light, America, than any country in the world. That's why you're called the light of the world, by the way. Going back to CARE, CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting out on behalf of Islam. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. By the way, Valerie Jarrett is a Islamist, friends. Just saying, she was born in Iran. So you've seen all these deals going on with Iran right now, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, again, friends, let's open up our eyes. It's right in front of our faces. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members, have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims. And don't forget Guantanamo Bay, friends, and this administration once again releasing these prisoners in Guantanamo Bay only to come out against America on another day. So, I hope I explained that well enough. When we come back, friends, I'm going to give it over to Stephanie really quick, and then what we're going to talk about is blessed poverty, give me more. How poor is America? Not.
Well, as you are listening to the show, I think a lot of people can tell, and especially we have new listeners out in Alabama. We've got a couple new affiliates, Minnesota, Florida, Utah, Illinois. For those of you who are not signed up yet on our email list, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It says subscribe to our newsletter. You can see all the events and things that are happening with the Sons of Liberty, where we're going from the East Coast, the West Coast to, you know, Midwest America. All these different things, pictures and so on and so forth, you can see the fruit of what you're sowing into. For those of you who have never yet heard of our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, we have a program where you can give every single month on a continual basis that helps us be able to reach the masses. Please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today. Please do not delay. We cannot do what we do without your support. Or you can click on the Donate button to make a secure one-time donation as well.
Blessed poverty, give me more. How poor is America? Stay tuned. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm trying to consolidate, compact all this information that I get. And what I'll do is I'll talk about certain issues over the week, and then what really stands out during the weekend, if it's not something brand new, I want to throw it out there because it's that important for you to get this information. And I always want to hit the hot spot. I want to be on the cutting edge as to what's going on. And by the way, I don't want to. I just am because we have our posterity to fight for. And we want to leave them with the same thing that we have. And what is that? Freedom. 238 years later, friends, we're still here. We have the longest standing constitution in American history. That's pretty awesome. And I just want to make sure that we can ensure that for our kids as well. Our kids, friends, all of us, we're in this together, right? Yesterday, I was driving in a town probably about 20, 25 minutes away from where I live. And while I was there, I noticed a guy who had camouflage pants on, and I seen him holding a sign, and I thought, well, he was a vet, he was homeless, he was asking for support, he was asking for some help. And so I took my kids somewhere, we went grocery shopping, and then I went and let my kids play around for a little while at a place, and then we got something to eat, and then we came back, and I noticed he moved, and I thought, well, I wonder why he moved. But when I seen him, there was just a righteous indignation that just came up on me. It was just like, you know what, dude, I'm tired of this. I look over at this guy who's asking for help from the American people, and as I'm looking at him, he's got brand new shoes on. They were boots, by the way, mountain climbing boots, beautiful boots. He had a brand new backpack, brand new pants, brand new jacket, brand new hat, and then he had the audacity to have a cigarette hanging out of his face. Now, I just noticed just the other day, my little boy asked me, Dad, will you stop so I can get a salted nut roll? We all like salted nut rolls. So I stopped at the store, and I looked up at the sign, and I couldn't believe what I seen. $7 and some odd cents for a pack of cigarettes? That instantly came into my mouth, and I thought, wait a second. You're so broke, going back to the guy on the street corner, begging for money from the American people, working the sympathies of the good people in America. And folks, I noticed his cigarette hanging out of his mouth. I rolled down the window, didn't even think about it, and I looked at him and I said, hey, dude, why don't you go get a job? I said, you got brand new boots on, you got a brand new backpack, brand new pants, and then you have the audacity to have a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. Go get a job. This is America. And he just kind of looked at me and he said, oh, someone just gave it to me. Of course they gave it to you. You're living off the generosity of the American people that are working to support guys like you. And by the way, friends, with all due respect, in many cases, enabling him to do the things that he does. Okay, now, just hold on to that thought. Some years back, there was a guy who used to have a show, and his name is Geraldo. He's an anchor for Fox News Today. I don't like the man. I've never liked him. I seen him at the RNC a couple of years ago. I tracked him. I gave him a Ten Commandments test, and he failed miserably. Just a cocky little guy. But that's my take on him. I mean not to dim his light to make mine brighter. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm just giving you my opinion. And I rarely do that, by the way, but I just gave it to you. He used to have a show called Geraldo, of course, named after himself. They had this big man that was so big, he was obese, that he couldn't get out of the bed. They said he had an eating disorder. He was sick. He couldn't help himself. He was unable to help himself. And what the camera crew would do, of course, is they would go over to Geraldo, who had tears in his eyes, because they felt sorry for this big man who couldn't help himself. And then the camera crew would go over, of course, over to the guest audience who had tears in their eyes. They all sat back and they felt sorry for this big man who could not even get out of bed. That's how big he was. He ate himself into that position, friends. The camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back, and right under this big man's face, who everybody was falling for the fact, hook, line, and sinker, that he was sick and he couldn't help himself, I noticed a big plate of food right under this big man's face. And I did, by the way, feel for him. I really did. But I'll tell you what, if I had the opportunity and I said, hey, dude, because love tells the truth, I would have looked at him and said, hey, dude, you need to quit eating so much, is what I would have told him. But see, nobody fell for that. They were moved by their unprincipled emotions to feel sorry for the man who was eating himself to death. And as I looked at this man, when the camera crew pulled back, there was a big plate of food right under this big man's face. And I noticed that it was the big man's hand that was taking the food that the people brought to him, and he kept shoving it in his face. No one had a gun to his head to make him eat that food. And friends, at length, he died of obesity. And when he died, they had to cut the walls out so they could remove his body. That's how much the American people loved him. They brought the food to him so he could destroy himself, and guess what he did? He destroyed himself. Now, folks, when I go across America, I often see on a street corner, under a bridge, on a highway overpass, or in front of a store, a poor person, say they. And by the way, keep in mind, Scripture says that if they do not work, neither shall they eat. It should be inscribed or inscripted right above the heads of the welfare departments, which is un-American and unconstitutional in America. And I'm not saying there's not people in this country that don't need the help. No, I know they need the help because I was a welfare kid. I was raised in North Minneapolis. I moved 37 times. I knew what it was like to have a mom at work all the time while me and my brother were trying to scrounge so we can eat. I totally get all that. I totally get that. But that is rare as hen's teeth, and you're about to find out what I'm telling you is spot on. So I don't want you to think I'm some tyrant, some cold, callous individual. No, that's not the case at all. Listen to yesterday's radio show. I go into greater detail of the people that I attempted to help. For example, when I was on Broadway in North Minneapolis, a guy had Will Work for Food. I said, hey, dude, why don't we go across the street? Just go right across the highway right there, right across the street there, my friend, and I'll take you to Wendy's and you can have some lunch. He didn't want to go get food. He wanted the money, and because what I failed to do is look to the right, because right when I looked to the right, there was a liquor store there. He didn't want food. He wanted money so he could go booze himself. He wanted to drink enough to be inebriated, swazzle-eyed, drunk. And I wasn't about to help him do that. You see? I remember another time we were on tour in Kansas. We pulled over on this off-ramp, and I noticed this one guy. He needed some help. We had a $5 a day per diem for my band. That means I had $5 a day to eat on. I gave him money. I was okay. I was skinny, but I was okay because I really did have a heart for this guy. I said to him, if I give you my $5, you promise me right now you're going to go inside of that store and you're going to get some food. He said, man, I'm starving. I'm going in there right now. He goes inside of the store. What he didn't know is he walked up to my bass player and asked him if he could buy $5 worth of marijuana from him. Okay? I had another guy, North Minneapolis, a young kid again, understanding that I was raised in the hood. I wanted to help my bros. I didn't care what color they were. It had nothing to do with it. But I just wanted to help my bros because we were all in it together. We went through a McDonald's. I had $5. Guy said, black dude walks over to me and he says, hey, can I get you to buy me a fillet of fish? And I said, yeah. I gave him $5. A couple minutes later, I wasn't looking for him. I trusted he was going to do what he said he was going to do with the $5 that I gave him. That was all the money I had. And I gave it to him, and all of a sudden I just turned around and I noticed that he was over begging for more money from other people. And I walked over to him and I said, dude, I want my $5 back. That's not what you said you were going to do with the money I gave you. And folks, I had him on the ground when I was 18, kicking his foot. He would not release that $5. The point is made. I learned that 99.9% of those people that you are helping out there don't need the help. God helps them that help themselves. Friends, these people don't want to help themselves. And going back to the first guy I told you about 20, 25 minutes away from me, the guy asking for help with brand new boots, backpack, pants, jacket, and a hat, he was set up better than I was. And me and my wife are working 24/7 to support a guy that doesn't want to work for what he's got. He wants a handout. And I'm tired of it. So, just to clarify the point, friends, that I'm not cold and callous and hardened towards my fellow man. No, real love says, you know what, here's the hard road, my friend. You can make it. It was the road that the Lord put me on, and it's the road that I'm on today. It was the Lord that told me, if you don't work, you don't eat, and he's exactly right. But I'll tell you what, as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, when you find your work, put all your might into it. It will be fruitful. In friends, John 15, it is. And it has been. But folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how poor America is not. If you've not heard this before, sit down and put your seatbelt on, friends. It's going to jack you up. That means make you really mad in youth talk. Cool? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS-80. That's Guns80.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, again, let me go back to this, because how often you can see across America on a street corner, under a bridge, on a highway overpass, or in front of a store, a poor person with a sign asking for charity from people who can lend a helping hand in a time of need. Just for the record, folks, I'm always speaking in the natural to teach you something spiritual. When Jesus was talking about the poor, he was talking about those that were destitute of the righteousness of Christ. It didn't mean that they were broke all of the time. They were spiritually destitute of the righteousness of Christ. And by the way, we are talking about the destitute of the righteousness of those that are in Christ, especially in America. Now, these are the people holding signs stating, homeless and hungry, have no food or money. Now, I've also noticed that these poor people, almost without fail, have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, a bottle of booze nigh close under them, in a little brown paper bag, or even lottery tickets in their hand. That's how broke they are. And what's interesting is not too long ago in the state of Minnesota here, a news outlet did a piece concerning the poor that were out on the streets and found that these poor people were making up to $400 to $600 a day begging for money from them that work. So that's not bad for a poor person's day of working the sympathies of the American people. Again, I'm not talking about all of them. Folks, when you look at a majority of these people that are begging for money, it's interesting how they're able-bodied people. They can work. The fact of the matter is that a good majority of these people, they don't want to work. They're lazy. And on the other hand, have you ever noticed that poor people, welfare people, they're fat? So they're fat in what they want to be fat in, and it's not the right thing in many cases. Now, what's also interesting is how many people overlook what the Lord commanded when he said, if thou shalt not work, neither shall you eat, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And what happens, and I know people do this inadvertently through a lack of knowledge, or they haven't thought it through, so I'm not capping on anybody that has helped these people. I'm not. I want you to see the other side of this. How many people overlook what the Lord commanded and are responsible for enabling those who do not want to work in order for them to remain overweight or drug dependent? How many enable these people in order for them to remain alcohol abusive? How many enable these people so that they remain jobless? How many are willing to lay a greater burden on those who actually work because they feel bad for those who do not want to work? And God bless you if that's where your heart is. But again, friends, how poor is America? Blessed poverty. These poor people are saying, give me more. Now, folks, I also want to make the point that I don't have a problem helping somebody get back on their feet. Yet what I've noticed the problem is that these poor people, these poor people, don't want to get back on their feet. They want to add to the burden of those who are already working to sustain themselves and their families. Hey, folks, case in point, this comes to my aid. When I was at the RNC, Republican National Convention, I was shaking these old people up that looked like they were all dressed up to party or to go to some Elvis Presley concert, and I had to tell them that Elvis died in 1977. But these are the people that are saying, oh, we've got it this time. Barack's done. Barack's done. Barack's done. I said, why is that? Oh, look at all the welfare recipients he has. I said, you think Barack Hussein Obama is losing? I said, he's emulating dictators to a T. This is what dictators do. They create dependence. Look at all the people he's got on welfare. He ain't losing. He's winning. And friends, I want to tell you, he's stealing your money to create dependence for big governments. And he's doing it unlawfully. It's illegal, friends. He's reallocating your taxes to go to what he wants it to work against the people that are actually paying for it, to add more burden. But I want to say this. I want to say this to the Pharaoh that wants to return the American people back to Egypt. The more that you afflict, the more we multiply. Let the cruelties of this administration swell your ranks, America. Let the cruelties of this administration swell your ranks. Let the backlash legally come. Let it come. Let it come. You can oppress a people for only so long before they stand up and lawfully deal with the issues at hand. It's long overdue, America. And I love you enough to tell you that. So how poor is America? 80% of the poor in American households have air conditionings. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had air conditioners. 80% of the poor in America have air conditioners. 92% of the poor households have microwaves. Two-thirds had at least one DVD or a DVR player. And 70% of all the poor people in America, they have a DVR. 75% of the poor people in America have a car or a truck. Listen to this. 31% of the poor people have 2 to 3 cars. America, I work all the time. Ministry spells W-O-R-K, capital, exclamation point. And I love to work. I have one truck. 3? That's how poor they are? 80% of the poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Listen to me again. Contrary to what the state-controlled media wants you to believe, 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never, ever hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. I was just in Washington, D.C., and every time I go here, I'm laughing, but I'm trying to protect my heart right now. Every time I talk about this, because I brought it up quite a few times, we were just in D.C. not too long ago, friends, and we were in line. Sam, what was the name of that place? Fuddruckers in Washington, D.C. We were doing a bunch of events out on the East Coast colleges and high schools and the such. And I remember walking through the line. This is just a couple weeks ago, by the way. And I was walking through the line, and this black kid came up to me. And he reminded me of my kid. He really did. And he just looked at me. He just spotted me out for some reason. He just walked up to me, and he said, would you buy me something to eat? And I, without even a second thought, I knew it was the Lord. I knew it was Him. And I said, what do you want? And I wasn't going to let him just order the smallest, meal on the menu. I wasn't going there with him. I said, what do you want? And I just turned around. I looked at the lady, and there was no check. No, none of that. This was the right thing to do at the right time. And boy, oh boy, friends, is it more blessed to give than it is received. I think I was more blessed to give him what he needed than his tummy felt when he actually ate the food that God blessed him with. And I gave him his food, and he came up to me, and he was kind of telling me some of his problems. He wasn't doing it like a beggar. He was doing it because it was like he was talking to someone that was actually listening to him, and he had my undivided attention. And I just looked at him, and I said, I understand all that, bro, but I want you to understand something, too. You're going to get out of this life what you put into it, and I want you to understand the meal that was just bought for you was paid for by a preacher. I want you to understand that. And my four boys were sitting at a table, and it was packed. He took his meal. When he got it, he looked at me and he told me thank you with all sincerity of heart. I went up and I got my drink refilled. And when I sat down, my boys told me, Dad, when you gave him his food, he went over there and he sat at the table. And Dad, we could see him praying and thanking God for the food that he had. I don't know why this particular kid got me. I was just so thankful. I could tell the story 100 times. I don't know. It was as if I was entertaining angels, really. But I had the opportunity to give this kid my heart. And if people are so foolish to misunderstand the gifting that I have in my life, that Bradley, you're so hard. No, I'm really protective. I'm really protective. I really love God and I really love people. And when I get the opportunity to love somebody, not with my lip service, but in action, 1 John 3:18, I want to be the first one to do it. I would do it all day long if I had the opportunity, but I don't want to cast pearls before swine. And who told me that? My big brother, the captain of my salvation, Jesus the Christ told me that. I'm not going to cast pearls before swine either, but that day was a special day for me. And when I get the opportunity to do that, it changes me. And again, when my boys caught wind of what he was doing, and I looked over at him and they told me that he was over there thanking God for his food, I knew it was real. And that was an opportunity that I wouldn't have missed for $1 million, literally. And it's been probably 3 weeks to a month that we've been back now. And I bet that has rolled over in my heart probably 15 times. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to be there for that kid. But you know what? Woe to these people that work the sympathies of the American people when they're able and they don't do. They're a part of the problem. They're a part of those that are being used to destroy this country. And I'm not about ready to just bow and capitulate. And say, okay, that's fine. Just go ahead and do your thing. No. Real love rebukes. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Talking about those that are standing on the corners, begging because they don't want to work. Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, that's 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. Friends, I work 24/7. I don't have cable. I don't have satellite. Half of the poor in America have a personal computer. Friends, those things are expensive. If you have an Apple, it's about $1,100 to $1,200 or $1,300. If you load it up, it's about $1,800. One-third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. I don't have a plasma TV. One in every four people have a digital video recorder, such as TiVo. I don't have TiVo. And finally, the average person that claims they're poor in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. I'm going to take a quick break. Final segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Blessed poverty, give me Mo. Give me Mo. Give me. My name is Jimmy. I don't want to work for what I get. I want someone else to give it to me. I want to add burden to those that are working 24/7, supporting their families. I want to work their sympathies. I'm tired of it. And folks, everywhere I go, I see these people. Interestingly enough, the same town that I was talking about how I started off this last hour, there was a girl out there in the wintertime, and she was pregnant. And I remember she said she was basically needed to get home, and she was pregnant. And then we seen her out there the next week. And I think it wasn't too long ago, we were just out there again, and we seen someone standing on the corner. And I'm pretty sure it was probably her again. And see, folks, they'll pull your chain any way that they can. Do some due diligence and use a little discernment before you help these people. Because, friends, I'm telling you what, when it's the right person to help, God is going to bless your socks off by giving to them. And it is a great place to be. I'm telling you, I just told my wife during the break, I said, you know, that kid in D.C. that I had the opportunity to give to, I mean, you want to talk about blessing me. And by the way, it's not about me. It's about giving, because freely we have received, freely we give.
I do have to say that the Bible does say that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
But I said that during the last segment.
Right. Yeah. I was listening too, right. But what I was thinking of is the fact that people think, you know, like you said, it's not about me, but there is a blessing in giving, because it is more blessed to give out your heart or give out what you can than to receive to those that really do need it.
Yeah, so let me clarify one more time. I'm telling you, friends, a lot of these people that are out on the streets are able-bodied individuals. And I just want to end it with this. I'm not saying don't help them. I'm saying use some discernment before you do help them, if you help them at all. Because I think 9 times out of 10, you might find what I have found, and you probably will. You're going to be offended once you finally find that they're not willing to actually do for anything to get the money that they want to get from you. They want
you. You don't eat.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, again, just clarifying, blessed poverty, give me more. If you'd like to see that article, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Now, speaking of sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to direct your attention to the website as well to click on the store button. First and foremost, I don't think people maybe realize, especially our new listeners, how many products we have available for you to really bring the message of truth out there. The message of our Constitution, the founding forefathers, the price paid for our freedom in the natural, what we see here in our country in the United States of America, and also in the spiritual, what Christ has done for us on the cross. And we've had lots of orders lately, and we appreciate those people who have been ordering. We had another order for a My War documentary series today, as well as a comic book. But we've got DVDs, we've got CDs, we've got comic books, we've got T-shirts, stocking hats, hats, testimony books, I mean, drum pads. There's books. I mean, there's so many fun things on that website, on that page. And we've got our brand new coffee mugs for those of you who have not yet seen it. They're second to none in detail. They're just high quality. They look great. You know, this Republic is not
established. We've gotten rid of about 15 of them, what, in the last 4 days, Sam?
It's been nice because we've been, you know, getting these orders out to the people.
Amen.
16.
Oh, 16. What am I thinking?
Oh, you were so far off. But please do check it out. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store button. There are so many good products when you say, I just can't reach my coworker. I've always tried to talk to my in-laws. I just can't get through to them. Listen, give them a book. Give them a DVD.
Ask them for their opinion.
Exactly. Say, I listen to this guy on the radio. I would value your opinion on this guy. Because then I think, oh, well, I'd certainly be happy to give you my opinion, but they're getting the truth in a way that sometimes it just works better coming from an outside source than it does a relative, and I don't know why that works that
way
sometimes.
People love to give their opinions.
They do, and so if you say, I value your opinion, people are going to say, well, hey, I'd love to give it to you.
Man, you must look up to me.
That's right, so please do check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also want to highlight for those of you who are just tuning in that we have our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, which becoming a son or daughter of liberty means you support faithfully the ministry every month what you can, and there's many different packages. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see where it says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Click on it. You can find all the different levels and different packages. You can see for yourself the beautiful certificate that you get with your name on it as you are a son or daughter of liberty. So many fun things. And also, just to highlight again, if you're a son or daughter of liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week every week. Well, this week's product of the week is going to be our One Nation Under God, Freedom is Not Free t-shirt. It's one of our simplest designs, but very popular. People have loved that shirt.
Thousands.
Across
thousands.
The nation. They have loved it because I think it's a simple message of freedom is not free. We are one nation under God. So if you are a monthly sponsor, Son and Daughter of Liberty, and you'd like 25% off our product of the week, which happens to be that t-shirt, please do call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I also want to highlight, we have some events coming up here for you listeners here across America. We're going to be in the great state of Minnesota coming up here actually next Friday. We have an event. If you'd like to find out more information, it's a girls' event. She's looking to find about, hopefully, 250 girls at that event. We've got some brand new Virtue t-shirts. I'll give you
awesome.
A little precursor.
You know what? I'm not about the girly stuff, but these are pretty cool looking. Yeah.
All you Daughters of Liberty, hear me right now for a moment. They're just so cute. cute. They're a nice pink color and the aqua blue. They've got a Virtue on the front, our Virtue logo, and nice sparkles. And on the back, it has the definition of what Virtue is. And we're going to take
sparkly.
Some... It's very sparkly. So if you love sparkles as I do, or you have a teen daughter that says, hey, she needs a good shirt, please do check it out. We'll be getting those up probably next week on the website. We just got them in yesterday. So we're excited about that, too. But we have a girls' event coming up in the state of Minnesota. If you'd like to find out the details, please do call our office at 1-866-233-0747. We also are going to be in the great state of Arizona next month, too, as well, in May. We'll be doing a couple tea parties out there, including...
The biggest one in America.
That's what I was just going to say. Including
cool.
The biggest tea party in America. So if you'd like to find out details, again, call our offices. And we're looking at being in Texas. Down
Texas.
South in Texas coming up here
well,
in
we've been
July.
There before. We've been there before.
We have been there before. I think it'll be a great event. We've got actually three different kind of events that we're looking at doing. So we are in the process of really getting out there, you know, top to bottom. And we talked about the East Coast, and we were on the West Coast, and then we were in Wisconsin, and now we're going to be down south, and we're up north in Minnesota. So I can tell you that we are all the way around the boards. And for those who might say, hey, I'd love to bring the Sons of Liberty to my area, how do I do that? Just call our office. It's not as difficult as you may seem. If you want things to change, you know
as
what?
It may seem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might just get on the phone, call, and just find out what the problem not what
if
the problem
you're
is.
A doer of the word, not a hero only. Yep. Deceiving yourselves, it's going to come. It'll
That's
work.
Right.
Yeah.
So please do call us, 1-866-233-0747.
And look at the referrals on sonsoflibertyradio.com as to what they have to say, because we're not going to sit there and give ourselves accolades or pat ourselves on the back as to what their take was on the ministry and the time that they had with the ministry folks. In most cases, they want us back again. And you know what? There's only one...
This is what I always say.
I hate to say it this way, but, you know, there's only so much we can do here, right?
That's right.
But we're doing it. We're being spent.
That's right. We are definitely being spent. And what I like to tell people, especially principals when I talk to them in high schools, I'll say, listen, don't take our word for it. Take
right.
their word for it. Go look at the referrals. Check out the student responsible.
And it's the same message that we bring into the public high schools, as the colleges, as the tea parties, as the churches. It's all inclusive.
That's right.
It's all there.
Yep.
So you're just not going to get, well, Bradley, was that the message that you gave there? Yeah, it was. And folks, it's a constitutional biblical message, and that's exactly what America needs to get back to, because folks, we don't need a revolution. We need a reformation here. And reformation just means pick up the broom and sweep off the Bible and the Constitution and say, oh, this is what we're missing.
Just
well,
go
folks,
back
that's
to
all
it.
You have to do is look at what's under attack through this criminal administration, and you'll find out that it's the Bible and the Constitution or Christian heritage. That's what they want to get rid of, because that means they want to rule the roost. Again, they're emulating dictators, and we've seen this over the last four presidencies. Enough is enough.
So please do go to sonslibertyradio.com or sonslibertymedia.com. Check out the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, the store, and also if you are thinking about bringing Bradley Dean to your area and the Sons of Liberty, call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
It's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Let me tell you something. It is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God and the Constitution of the United States. Matter of fact, for all those that listen to the conservatives on the radio station that are debating, they're talking rhetorical, redundancy, they keep talking about the same things over and over and over again, call in on the radio show, make reference to the Bible and the Constitution, and then all of a sudden you're going to see a different, completely different conversation espouse out of their little pie holes. And I'll tell you why they're going to have to do that, because at that point they're now going to actually have to stand up and do something rather than just talk about the problems. Folks, we need to quit magnifying the problems and start magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate, that we might have peace once again in this country. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. Read John 15. It's impossible to find anyone in the Bible who is a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. As a matter of fact, if you want to know if you're doing something the right way, you're going to find out that you're going to have enemies really quick. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with a multitude. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you soon enough.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.